Schneider. Luke Schneider is a retired firefighter, paramedic, and a U.S. Navy veteran. Thank you for your service. Thanks. Inspired by the vital role that coffee played in helping firefighters stay alert and energized through long shifts, Fire Department Coffee was founded in 2016, run by active and retired firefighters and first responders. Along with providing a growing selection of high-quality coffee, Fire Department Coffee also supports heroes in need through the Fire Department Coffee Foundation, which I'm excited to chat about. They provide essential resources and assistance to firefighters and first responders who have become sick or injured on the job. Luke, welcome to Driving Performance.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so, for last Expo East, any fond core memories? You said this is your first year doing the exhibition, but have you gone before?
This is our first year here at Expo East. It's been a great show.
Yeah.
Kind of sad that it's the last show,
I know. It's going to get reinvented as something else, though, so it'll live on. They're doing Newtopia, I think, is what they're rebranding it as. So.
Yeah, I heard about that, and also we'll be at Expo West next year as well.
Yeah, so our industry's Coachella is Expo West. Well, let me introduce the format of the podcast. So as we are in a truck, there are going to be a few stops along this route. First stop is going to be founder story, origin stories. Really all of the like life experiences and nature versus nurture and inflection points that led you to starting Fire Department Coffee. Stop two, we'll dive deep on Fire Department Coffee, where it's been, where it's going, the challenges, the great elements, all that stuff. And then stop three, we'll wrap up with a game we call the Hot Box, which is a rapid fire, this or that style question game. And then we'll wrap an outro.
Awesome.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, so Luke, where do we want to start? Let's go like upbringing and family life. So before the Navy, before being an active firefighter, what was your upbringing? Did you have an entrepreneurial family? What's the backstory?
I grew up in a Christian home in Southern California. Fontana was my first home. San Bernardino was my second home. Grew up, you know, good family. My dad was a hard worker. He was an engineer.
Okay.
And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She also went to school to be a teacher, but she taught a little bit. But grew up in California. Then my dad had a job transfer to a job in Illinois. So I moved to St. Charles, Illinois, went to high school there.
Okay.
Got out of high school, joined the military, went into the Navy, wanted to be a firefighter, so I started my career as a shipboard firefighter in the Navy.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's the transition. I was wondering how you got from one to the other.
Took some fire science classes a little bit before that, joined the Navy, got out of the Navy, became a civilian firefighter paramedic for the city of Rockford.
Okay. And how long were you in the Navy?
2004 to 2008.
Okay. Were you deployed anywhere or you move around or how was that experience?
Deployed a couple times.
Okay. Where to?
Like the Afghanistan, Iraq, during the Iraq-Afghanistan war.
Got it. Wow. Fascinating.
Area.
And so you came back, became a firefighter. I'm assuming you loved being a firefighter. So my dad, we talked about this before, retired New York City fireman of 20 years, have a ton of fond memories growing up around the firehouse. Always felt very collegiate and fun to be around, but what was your experience?
Yeah, I loved it. It's the best job in the world. I never thought I would ever leave the fire department. So about a year and a half ago, I ended up leaving because I couldn't do both with the business. It just got too busy.
Yeah.
But when I got into the fire department, I saw that as my career and I just loved it. I when I was in the Navy, I told them I wanted to be a firefighter, and you know, in the military, a lot of times they want to try to get you to stay in the military, and I was really had my my mindset on that I wanted to be a firefighter. And one of the master chiefs in the Navy told me, you know, firefighters don't fight a lot of fires, and that was completely far from the truth from the department.
He's trying to keep you.
First day on the job, I think we had two fires and all kinds of calls. And it's just busy department out in Rockford. They see a lot of different types of calls.
Right.
You get a lot of medical calls, so you get a lot of traumatic injuries, everything from shootings to car accidents and then fires. And there was a lot of commercial areas and warehouses. So there's some commercial fires and house fires, and really got a lot of experience. I love being a part of a team.
Yeah.
So that's really what I love about Fire Department Coffee is being on a team and in the military and in the fire service, it's very mission driven and team driven, and you have a mission and you go after that mission together, and it's really fun for me. So I really loved it, and I love that culture and just being team minded and looking after each other and the camaraderie. Right. A lot of people hear about the fire service as being a brotherhood and sisterhood. Yeah. And it really is. I really love that. Yeah. About it.
High pressure. It's like the most high stakes team sport, right? You're relying on each other, the communication, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
How long were you a firefighter for?
12 years.
12 years. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of like public service in your life, which I think is so badass, but what sort of sent you down that path? I mean, it's obviously very noble and admirable, but clearly committed your life previously and now forward looking to helping others. Is there, you know, where's that influence come from?
So when I was a firefighter, I was single. I met my wife. We were dating. She was a barista.
Okay.
And so I fell in love with coffee. For me, coffee before that was very functional. It was right. About the need for caffeine, staying alert and awake, working long hours and long shifts.
Right.
And when I met my wife, she introduced me to like different coffees, and we started going to different cafes and trying different roasts and blends, and really opened my eyes to what high quality coffee can taste like.
Yeah.
And then we started experimenting with like roasting. And we had a 5-year plan that we were going to start roasting coffee and selling it at farmers markets. And then I think like a month later, I was like, I found this roaster in St. Louis, and we had $20,000. And she was like, okay, we can go look at it. We ended up bringing it home. She's like, wait a second, we're driving out there with a box truck.
Yeah.
So we brought the
these puppies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we brought it home. Found a space to rent in a strip mall.
Okay.
And we started doing tasting events and just wanted to share the craft of roasting. We were learning it and wanted to share it with friends and family. So we did all kinds of different coffees, your single origin coffees. We experimented at the time with barrel conditioned coffees.
Right.
And then I wanted to do a coffee that spoke to being a firefighter and that also gave back. So I did a fire department blend. And awesome. What was really interesting is out of all the coffees we did, everybody loved the fire department blend.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I said, I want to start a company around this. I want to call it Fire Department Coffee.
Right.
She said it was a dumb idea. And she didn't like it at first, but she supported me.
Yeah.
The whole way.
She's probably come around at this point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. She's been, I couldn't have done it without her. She's been, we have 3 kids. She's a teacher, a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools our kids.
Awesome.
And she's a great wife. And so she's supported me along the journey.
Yeah.
And it's been a heck of a journey. We started in a strip mall.
Yeah. What year is that?
2000. When we launched Fire Department Coffee, it was 2016.
Okay. Got it.
Started in an 800 square foot strip mall, roasting on a 5-kilo roaster. Nice. Started a Shopify store.
Hey, there we go.
Started e-commerce, not because like I had a plan or anything. It was just because it worked with my schedule.
Right.
I could go shift. I was working 24 on, 48 off.
Yeah.
I was able to go to shift, get off shift, roast coffee, ship the orders, do all the customer service. And it quickly started growing. You know, the first year, I can't remember the exact, but I think we did like close to 50,000, and it just started doubling year over year of revenue. And as it started getting busier, because we were in a small space, I started recruiting other firefighters.
Right.
And that's where our tagline comes from, run by firefighters, because a lot of our team still to this day is either active or retired firefighters. And as we were roasting, it was getting busier, we were filling up the space, and we maxed out that capacity of the roaster. So we were roasting 24/7 for 3 months straight.
Yeah.
And just continuously. And I trained other firefighters to roast. And we were taking shifts from going to the fire station, sleeping in the strip mall, waking each other up to rotate shifts roasting. And, you know, just it blew up. And so, and that's how it started. But And then the background on like the mission behind what we do is early on, I had a firefighter that reached out, and he was on a wildland fire, and he had a tree fall on him and crushed him and pinned him down, and they were able to get him out. But unfortunately, he was paralyzed.
Right.
And doctors told him he would never walk again. And he sent a video on Facebook. And at that time, I was still monitoring the messages. I still kind of do here and there.
Yeah.
But I was responding to a lot of the messages at that time. And he sent a video where he was taking some steps with some crutches. And I said, how can we support you? And he said, I want to share some good news to a bad story. And as I got to know him, just got to learn about how big of a need there was for sick and injured firefighters and first responders. And so we started the Fire Department Coffee Charitable Foundation. And the focus of that is to support sick and injured firefighters. And we do that largely by giving back through Fire Department Coffee.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so stop two. Let's double click on Fire Department Coffee. So fun sort of story, which you probably don't know, is I told you my dad is a retired firefighter, but he also took advantage of the 24 on, 48 off, and he started a signs, awnings, and advertising company. Now, you know, you got three kids. Now I am in the advertising business. But talk about what it was like balancing those different things. I think a lot of people also don't really know about the 24 on, 48 off. I know it's probably different by different places, but yeah, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
It was really hard, you know. It was hard on my family.
Yeah.
My personality, I'm kind of that personality, I'm all in. And
right.
So when I start something, I want to see it through.
Right.
And, you know, so in my mind, failure or quitting was not an option. And when it started getting busier and busier and taking off, I had to figure it out. When we ran into, you know, whether it was we need this piece of equipment or we need to get some cash or
right.
whatever it is to grow, we did it. And we racked up, you know, $100,000 in debt originally. And my wife didn't, you know, me or my wife didn't plan that.
Right.
But again, she supported me. She trusted me. She believed in me. She believed that I was going to do the right thing, you know, for our family and for the team. Because as we started to grow, it wasn't just me, you know, anymore. We have a team. And so there was a lot of highs and lows, but I think that makes the victories even sweeter when you worked for it and you've been bootstrapped and you can really just you got to enjoy the journey.
Totally.
So it's a learning process, and you know, you surround yourself with good people and you grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that the Navy and being a firefighter prepared you for as you launched the business. I'm sure there's a ton of things that you felt completely out of your comfort zone as you continue to pursue the business. So what things were you able to take from your previous experiences that have been very helpful in growing the business? And what's something that you just did not see coming that was complicated about building the business?
Yeah, I think one of the things that has really helped me is just having a team mindset and a mission mindset. When you have a mission and you have a team and they have a clear goal and a clear vision of what the mission is, it really helps you go after that mission together. And when you do it in a team, it's more rewarding, I feel like,
right.
because it's fun doing things as a team. You grow strong together, you know, you get your bench strength in, and you learn together and you experience things together. And I really enjoyed that team and mission mentality that I learned from the military and the fire service. And then some of the things I didn't really plan is I didn't realize that it was going to take off the way that it did. So that comes with other challenges, and it kind of had this snowball effect
right.
of once it started, there was no stopping. You know, as I said, my personality is kind of like, I'm all in, I'm going to figure it out. And so there's been all kinds of different challenges, but I'm learning a lot and I'm enjoying the journey.
Yeah, I love that. So let's talk about the business scaling. So you talked about starting the strip mall. How did that progress? Because now you're in a bunch of retail stores all over the country. So what were those sort of stepping stones and key moments of the brand's expansion?
So I you know, I think network is big. Just getting to know people and building relationships. And I have had multiple people come alongside, introduce me to somebody. The first thing that I remember that really helped us was we needed more capital. And
right.
as I said, we maxed out all of our credit cards. We had
sure.
about $100,000 in debt. We needed to buy more equipment in order to be able to handle the growth. And I got connected to an organization in Rockford. The city of Rockford is where where I was a firefighter, and it's where our company is headquartered. It was called the Rockford Local Development Corporation, and they have some unique lending because we weren't able to get lending from the bank because we were so new.
Right.
So we were able to get introduced to them. They were able to give us a small loan, which got us to the next step.
Right.
You know, and then at a point when we surpassed that and we still weren't able to get like proper lending from a bank,
right,
they made an introduction to some friends. And, you know, my parents gave us a $20,000 loan. We had a friends and family. So we brought in $300,000 from friends and family that allowed us to get another facility, make some more connections, got us. So it's like kind of like a stepping stone journey. And one thing leads to another thing. And here we are now, you know, we have a large roasting capacity. We have large roasters and we have a fulfillment center, we have a roasting facility, and we even do our own printing in-house, and we have about 50,000 square feet of facilities now.
Nice. All right, so let's actually go deeper on that. What is, like, soup to nuts the process for, you know, sourcing, roasting, packaging? Like, what are all the steps in the chain that you guys have to think about as you bring a product to market?
Yeah, so knowing your customer.
Yeah.
Knowing your customer base. Finding products that are going to resonate with your customer base, or roast profiles tend to lean on the more developed side. So medium to darker roast. We do a lot of medium roast.
Is the type of the roast from like dictated by sourcing, or is there like a step after sourcing that dictates the roast?
That would be like the step after sourcing. So the first step would be find good quality beans that you source and you have a consistent product.
Right.
Because if you don't have consistent ingredients, you can't put out a consistent product.
Right.
So you need to have quality control measures in place that allow you to have that consistent, high quality product. So we do that. And we have, you know, that on the supply chain side as well as on the manufacturing side.
Okay. And then how does a type of roast, like there's dark, medium, light, like how does that get determined? Like,
so,
how does that happen? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so each bean, you want to roast differently. So there's the biggest determinations, in my opinion, from my experience, that are densities. So there's softer beans, and then there's higher density beans.
Okay.
So beans that grow in higher elevations are usually more dense. Beans that grow in lower elevations are usually softer.
Okay.
How you roast those different types of beans is different because you don't want to take a soft bean and apply a ton of heat to it because you'll scorch the bean. It might taste ashy.
Yeah.
And the same with a very dense bean. You need to develop it enough and you need to get to the core of the bean and develop that. So you kind of think about it in a way where, how do I roast this bean without destroying the taste of it and really highlighting the profile that is really true to that origin or that crop or that specific type of bean. And then what we do is we roast that bean individually so we can bring out the best profile. And then we blend after roasting. So that's differentiates us from some other roasters where there's other roasters that put all the beans in the roaster, they roast them to a certain roast profile, and they're not bringing out the best quality in each type of bean. And we want to make sure that we do that.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the different products that you have. So what are the different product lines? What are the different SKUs that you have in the market right now?
So we have in retail, we have more SKUs on e-commerce, but in retail, we have our medium roast, our dark roast, our shellback espresso, which pays homage to my Navy roots.
Okay.
Our skull crushing espresso. It's got a little bit more caffeine.
All right.
For those working long days long shifts, we want to give them the fuel they need to stay alert and stay caffeinated throughout the day.
Yeah.
We have different formats: whole bean, ground, the pods,
RTD,
ready to drink, and we're now launching our instant coffee protein powder.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's got 20 grams of...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. It's got 20 grams of protein, 225 milligrams of caffeine. So for me, it's natural caffeine. I don't like to drink pre-energy drinks.
Right.
I don't like to... I don't like to feel shaky or jittery when I go work out. So I always drink coffee in the morning, and now I can get my coffee and protein in the same scoop. And
I start my day, I make my coffee, and then I make my protein shake. I don't know why no one's done this before.
That's kind of how I felt. So I was like, I felt like the product, the market needed it.
Yeah.
And so we're getting it out there. We're testing it here at Expo East. All the feedback has been tremendous.
Awesome.
We're excited. We got the confirmation we needed to now take this back to our team, finalize the product development, get it to market. The nice thing about being, you know, lean and an agile company is we can move fast.
Yeah.
And then the other unique thing we have is our spirit infused coffee, which is
a
proprietary.
Yes, talk about that a little bit.
So it started with when I was telling how I was like first started roasting and experimenting with different coffees.
Right.
We experimented with bourbon barrels, wine barrels, all the different types of barrels. What I didn't like about it was the barrels have different char levels. They have different moisture content, and it often could be very inconsistent. And I didn't like the taste that comes with it, because you get the char notes, the ashy notes, some funky flavors from the barrels. So I started experimenting a process where we infuse the spirit directly into the beans. It's consistent process, so it tastes good every time, and it's scalable. We're able to do it to scale. We roast it, the alcohol roasts out, so it's non-alcoholic, but leaves the taste and aroma.
Okay.
And a really enjoyable experience. It's a very popular coffee, and
nice.
It's a national retailers as well as some of our standard roasts.
Awesome. What type of roast person are you?
I love a medium roast. Okay. I would say I'm a medium roast person.
All right.
So I guess we roast coffees the way that I like to drink it.
Yeah. How would you describe the difference between light, medium, and dark roast? I know, like, functionally what's happening, but how would you describe those different, I guess, flavor profiles?
Yeah, so in the roasting process, the first stage of the process is it goes through a drying. So coffee has moisture in the bean. It's organic.
Pulls it out.
Yeah, it's an organic compound, so it's got moisture in it. It's very dense, so it's funny when sometimes we give tours, sometimes people will take one of the beans and it's like a rock, you know. You can't do it like you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I've seen people
this
eat roasted beans.
Covered espresso bean, brother.
This is not that. Yeah, you're gonna break a tooth.
Yeah.
So it's very dense, and so it's got moisture in it. And when you roast it, it goes through a drying process. So it starts to the moisture starts to come out, and as you roast it further, it's so in the beginning, it's becoming endothermic, and it's taking in heat. And this is where fire science kind of.
Yeah, understanding
of fire science kind of applies.
Sort of a nice, pie in there.
Yeah, so it becomes endothermic, and as you roast it, and you get further in the roast profile, it becomes exothermic, and it starts putting off heat.
Okay.
So you may have heard this before, but it'll get to a point where it'll start cracking, kind of like popcorn.
Right.
And it's called first crack. Some roasters out there will roast coffee at first crack and they'll drop it, or maybe roast it a little farther and drop it. Those are going to be a very light roast. Depending on the type of bean will depend on how it tastes.
Okay.
Sometimes they can come off underdeveloped, sometimes sour.
Okay.
I've had them before where it works, but it's not my favorite type of cup of coffee. So, and it's got to be the right beans for that.
Right.
But as you roast it, it roasts further, it starts the sugars in the beans start to caramelize, you start to develop more of those flavor profiles. And as you start to get farther within the roast, eventually you'll get to second crack.
Okay.
And it'll start cracking again.
Right.
If you go too far past second crack, you're gonna start a fire in your roaster.
Okay.
So our beans typically are like right before second crack, or sometimes a little after second crack.
Wow, I just learned so much about coffee. Okay, want to bring it back to your experience. So you decided to retire as a firefighter for a noble reason, right? You probably could make an even bigger impact as you continue to build this business past your wild dreams and continue to give back to your community. But what were the emotions there? I'm sure they were pretty complicated, right? So much of your life and experience came from that, and the inspiration came from that. But yeah, I'm sure there was happy, sad emotions. What was that like?
Yeah, it was. That's a great question, because it really, there was a lot going through my mind. And is this the right move? I had to obviously talk to my wife and say, hey, I'm going to leave the department. It's a big jump, because I 12 years into the fire department, you know, I could collect a pension at 20 years and after 20 years. And so and when I turned 50, and I'm not near that. And I just thought about it. It's like, okay, all these doors are opening and we have a team and we have I have two different jobs now. One is a CEO and another is a firefighter. And what I didn't want is to be divided, where I wasn't giving either one of those the proper attention. Right. And I wanted to make sure whatever I was doing, I was giving it my best. And just some of the confirmation that I received. So I'm a believer in my faith. I prayed about it a lot. I felt like that's where I was being led.
Right.
And so I really believe that's all these doors were opening for a reason. I've got a team. A lot of them are firefighters. There's just so many mixed feelings about them. Like, I love this job. I never thought I was going to leave. It's a career for me. But I thought about the bigger impact. And I thought about, this is not just about me anymore. This is about the team, right, and the community and the impact that we're able to have. And so it's a, you know, big, big opportunity, but also a big responsibility. And so I wanted to go after it. And the beautiful part about it is a lot of the team is still firefighters, first responders. So it's, our culture is very similar to the culture in the military and the fire service. And we get to give back through Fire Department Coffee and the Fire Department Coffee Charitable Foundation, and support sick and injured firefighters and first responders. So that's the mission that drives me, that makes it all worthwhile. And I really enjoyed it. And I'm not looking back. I'm really happy that was the decision I made.
That's awesome. All right. So company's now producing 6 million pounds of coffee a year. I guess my final question for you is, what's next for Fire Department Coffee?
We're really focused on growing into the grocery channel.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of growth and a lot of success in there. We feel that the more we grow deeper into national chains and national retailers and further distribution, we now have national distribution through multiple distributors, and growing that and growing the SKUs and the velocities and really focusing on grocery. So the more we can grow grocery, the more we can have a greater impact. And when people support us, not only are they supporting our mission, they're also showing firefighters across the world that, and especially in America, that we support them. And so we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing and really focusing on that channel.
Love it. Love the mission. All right. You ready for stop three? All right. Here we go. Cold plunge or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Beach house or ski house?
Beach house.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Neat or messy?
Neat.
Corgi or golden retriever?
What was the first one?
Corgi?
I don't know what that is.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever it is.
All right. Tennis or golf?
I don't like either.
All right, we're pineapple pizza or candy corn?
Oh, I don't like either, but I'll take candy corn.
Yeah, you gotta just go for it. They both suck. Live music or DJ?
Live music.
Sweet snacks or salty snacks?
Salty.
Call or text?
I can't choose both?
No, you can't choose both. You gotta pick one.
Text.
All right, I think I'm a text guy too. Work remote or work on site?
Oh.
They're not designed to be easy.
No, this is... All right, I'm not good at this. I like to do both. I'll say on site.
All right. Dancing or people watching?
Dancing.
Cocktails or beers?
Cocktails.
Give up bread for life or give up cheese for life?
Bread.
Board games or video games?
Board games.
Bet $50 on red or black?
Red.
Yeah, that makes sense. Start early or leave late?
Start early.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Playlists or podcasts?
Podcasts.
Speak to animals or speak 10 languages?
Animals.
All right, read people's minds or be able to teleport?
Read people's minds.
All right. Trucks or billboards?
Trucks.
Good news or bad news first?
Bad news.
All right, well, the bad news is we've come to our last stop on show.
That was fun.
So, thank you. So, Luke, this was a ton of fun, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Want to give you an opportunity to let the audience know where can they learn more about you, where can they find Fire Department Coffee. So take it away.
You can come to us on LinkedIn. I post a lot of our my personal journey, which is largely around Fire Department Coffee. Follow me on LinkedIn or connect with me there and follow Fire Department Coffee. Check us out on social media. We create a ton of content there and like to have fun and engage. Find us online. We're in multiple marketplaces, or you can go to Fire Department Coffee's website and look for us in national retailers or your local retailer, whether it's regional or small chain, natural specialty or conventional. We're in a mix of it, so find us there. And if we're not there, ask your local retailer to get us there, because we want to be everywhere.
All right. Luke, you're a badass, man. Thanks for rocking.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That was fun.
Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.